Hi, welcome to the THC show.
I'm your host, Jericho Spitz, and you are live, coming to you direct from Orlando. And the topic of today's show is vegan lasagna. I'm joking, that's not the topic of today's show. I think the topic of the day's show should more appropriately be something that is relating to the craziness that is taking the world by storm right now, this coronavirus mess and everything. But I don't want to make the topic coronavirus. I want to make the topic Phoenix, rebirth, crash and burn. Dive into the ashes, fly out anew, reborn. And I'm not sure how many of you might view what's happening in the world right now and what's coming as something that is an opportunity for growth and rebirth, but try looking at what's happening right now from the perspective of Mother Earth. How would she look at what's happening right now? Could this possibly be a tool that is being used to
help her?
I don't know. I mean, this is conjecture. I'm not trying to, you know, say that it is anything in particular or that it isn't anything in particular, but I wouldn't mind
having some dialogue with you guys about what's going on right now, and all of the different angles that this could be viewed from, all of the different perspectives that this could be viewed from.
The comments section of this live feed is open right now,
and if anybody has anything they'd like to ask or add to the conversation, please feel free. But we want to talk about Phoenix mode, rebirth.
And I'm sure that this corona mess is going to become part of this discussion. So one thing I'd like to highlight, I guess at the beginning of all of this, is that, you know, since it looks like, you know, a military grade lockdown of the United States, and other countries too is gonna be in effect pretty soon, for at least maybe 4 months, 2 to 4 months. I mean, I'm sorry, 2 to 4 weeks, up to possibly 6 months. It looks like. I mean, the library in Orlando has just announced that they're closed until April 30th, closing classes and stopping all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure what other institutions are doing, but it's becoming pretty plain and clear that we are in for some sort of lockdown. Now, that being said, this would be a good time to plant seeds for those of you who have gardens, and, you know, it's springtime. I mean, knock out some stuff that you could use the extra time to do anyway. That book sitting by your bed that you never finished or that you never started, this would be a good time to pick it up, you know. That class you wanted to take online that you never got around to, might be a good time to get into that right now. You know, Even spending some time connecting with all the people that you've been wanting to connect with that you haven't had a chance to call or write a letter to or write an email to, or, you know, there's a lot that could be done right now. You know, that movie you've been wanting to watch, that documentary you've been wanting to catch up on and read, and watch, you know, there's a lot that can be done with this time. It doesn't have to be a time of sadness and a time of negativity. It can definitely be a time that is used for enlightenment, happiness, rebirth, healing, rejuvenation. There's a lot of benefits that can come from sitting down for a month. Trust me, I know. But the bottom line I'm getting at here is that I see this whole situation as being something that is ultimately going to benefit our planet, and not something that has to be a stain on our history. the mobilization of human resources that can take place to eradicate this quickly and efficiently is there. It's a matter of, are we going to utilize it efficiently and effectively? What we do know is that while Mother Earth can create various circumstances, if you will, to assist her healing and her own well-being, it's pretty plain and clear to most people paying attention that this virus is not one of those creations of Mother Earth, that this is some man-made creation that was that escaped from a lab, if you will. And is not being controlled, and we don't really know where that control is going to come from at this point. But what we do know is that staying home, staying clean, staying away from, you know, anyone infected, and if you get affected, staying away from other people is the best defense that we have as a species to prevent the next bubonic plague. So I'm hoping that if any of you got the sniffles, you stay away from your fellow man, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to say that it's about to get ugly, but that ugly can be beautiful. Think about this. If everybody in the United States who has to go in their house for 4 weeks and sit down and not do anything and not have any responsibility, basically, you know, not any responsibility, but you have a whole lot more time on your hands sitting in your house for 4 weeks. If every one of those people, if every one of us took that 4 weeks or more to better ourselves, to learn more about how to be a better human, how to raise our consciousness a bit more, how to love our fellow humans more, how to love ourselves more, how to heal our traumas. And if we took this time to become better, what would the world be like in 4 weeks? You know? I know a lot of us are going to get inside. We're going to turn on Netflix and Hulu, and we're going to turn on video games, and we're going to turn on a whole lot of distractions that'll keep us entertained for the next 4 weeks. Which, you know, it's nothing wrong with entertainment, I guess. But that being said, imagine how much different the world would be if we use the next 4 weeks to entertain ourselves as a race, as a species, or even as a country, as opposed to if everyone in this country, or at least half the country, if 10% of this country, just use the next 4 weeks to better ourselves, to read a book on how I can be better. Think about it. Hey, Matt. Matt said, hell yeah. I agree, man. Good to see you. Thanks for joining in. I'm glad you joined the show. I would love to have this on Zoom so that I can have some of my friends and fam who are watching the show join in with me and speak on the show, but my capability of doing that is not functional at this current time. So I'm saying that to say that until I get that functionality, it looks like I'm just going to have to do it myself, and I'm just do the talking myself, and hope you guys comment and add your voice in the comments, and I'll read what your comments say. So if you want to join the dialogue that way, please feel free, and I will definitely show you some love, shout you out, let everybody know what your thoughts are. So the topic of today's show is Phoenix, and I see our country, I see this world as a phoenix rising from this burning, this transformation that we are about to go through right now. I don't think that it has to be as bad as they're making it out to be, and as bad as a lot of us are
anticipating that it will be. Now, do I know that there are a lot of people who aren't prepared for this kind of event, for this kind of standstill? Yeah, I do know that. But I also know that we're a very resourceful country. We're a very resourceful people. And while I can't speak for the rest of the world, I know that at least for the United States, there's enough wealth and resources here that not many people here are going to be dying of hunger behind what's going to happen right now. Like some third world countries where the infrastructure just isn't there to get food and medication and tissue and toothpaste to everyone who's going to be without it for a while because, you know, trucks start coming in, ships start coming in with oil and gas. How are you going to get goods to people? We don't have that magnetic electricity infrastructure in place yet. But you best believe that after this, that infrastructure will be in full speed ahead mode to get it instituted around this world, because there's no reason why anybody should be paying for oil. We should all have free electricity because the technology's been here. The patent is 100 years old for magnetic electricity. There's no reason why we shouldn't all have that. But anyway, that's another story.
Hey, kitty, 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 kitty.
So today, I would like to introduce you guys to one of my favorite recipes, vegan lasagna. You cut up one beautiful eggplant, right? And you buy vegan lasagna that is made from green lentil instead of wheat, so that you don't have to worry about the gluten denying your body the proper nutrients and vitamins that you'll be getting from the vegetables you're eating. And then you cut up one zucchini, real thin slices. It just cooks better that way. You cut up an asparagus into really thin slices, really thin, and you boil them for a little bit to take the hardness away before you actually put them into the lasagna. So these have been boiling for about 20 minutes now. Now you're gonna take regular mushrooms and you're just gonna lay them all flat on one layer. You get your pepper jack vegan cheese, dairy-free, and then you make your pasta sauce. And this I've chopped up a whole onion in it. It's of course a whole bunch of tomatoes, there's some spices, there's some cumin, some turmeric, there's some salt and pepper. I did splash a little bit of adobo. You know, gotta have adobo. And then, let's see, what else did I put in? I think we're just about it. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna mix all this together in some layers in this pan right here, and we're gonna have some vegan lasagna pretty soon. I'll let you know what it tastes like, but I can't give you any because there's this social distancing thing going on right now and I can't touch you. So, long story short, I just wanted to say that I love you guys. I miss you guys. I know that I said I was gonna start season two a lot sooner, but I haven't been able to do so because of various things going on in my life and just getting my head on straight, so that I can be prepared to give the best dialogue possible on the show, you know? I'm going through some things, some of my own Phoenix mode transformational things. So anyway, this isn't really going to be like a long extended episode, usually an hour like I normally do, and it's not Monday night at 9 o'clock, I know. But I just wanted to touch base with you guys, let you guys know that that I'm here and that I will be trying to get back online with you guys at least once a week on Monday nights and dialogue with you guys. And hopefully we can pick up this discussion where we left off. What I'd like for you guys to do is leave a comment on this video link in the group and let me know what is on your mind. Feel free to leave comments after the live feed is over if you want to add to the discussion, and on the next show we can pick up where we left off here, or I'll even probably have a new topic and we can maybe take some of your suggestions on topics. So what topic would you like the next show to be about? Let us know. And
we'll see about getting to your subjects and your topics and taking it from there. I miss you guys. I love you guys. Yeah, I know some of you guys are curious about what's been going on with me. I'm down in Orlando. Been making a whole lot of changes to my life, to my psyche, to everything. I mean, my main Christopher Tolan Facebook page is down for the count. I deactivated it because I won't be utilizing social media anymore for anything social. I will be doing the THC show, but outside of the THC group, I won't be using Facebook at all other than my business page, my photography page. Over Jericho Spitz. I'm not having a personal page. I don't have an account that I'm going to be using where I'm adding friends or anything like that. So if I haven't added anyone on Facebook, don't feel neglected or anything or don't feel rejected or anything because I don't have any Facebook friends. I don't choose to use Facebook as a form of social media anymore. The dopamine hits aren't that important to me anymore. And if you just go to Facebook, I mean, if you go to Google and some research, I mean, of some search engine like presearch.org, type in Facebook dopamine and see what you come up with. That research alone might actually make you want to get off Facebook, at least for social media, social relation purposes. Anyway, I do have a Jericho Writes profile page just for my author, photographer stuff. But like I said, I don't add friends to that account, and I won't be adding any friends to that account. Anyone that needs to get in touch with me about anything business-wise, or you can actually write a message to me on Messenger on that account, but I won't be adding any friends. So if you add me as a friend and I delete that request, do not feel like I don't love you, and it's nothing but personal. It's just that I'm not adding anyone. I didn't add my mom or my dad or any family members or anybody that I love. No one is getting added to that account. So if I didn't add my dad or my mom, then you can't get mad that I didn't add you, period. Now, that being said, I do have my Instagram pages, which I will be using for business. And I will probably always keep my normal personal Cadre Inc. And Jericho Spitz Instagram pages. So those will remain up. Not sure for how long I'm going to be doing those, but I think that I'm just trying to take my life more offline into things that are more pertinent to my local community, more pertinent to my local life, and more to my family and, you know, friends. I don't really want to spend a whole lot of my time online in the virtual world. I don't want to get lost there. So don't take it personal if, you're not hearing from me on Facebook Messenger, or if I'm not communicating with you and you know that we're friends. If you're my friend, I'll always be your friend, and that ain't going to go nowhere. But, you know, all of my true friends, the ones who know that I love them, all have my phone number. My phone number hasn't changed in 12, 13 years, and it's not going to change anytime soon. So if you really need to get in contact with me as a friend, you know how to. Just keep in mind that everything about me is high vibrational. I'm done with anything low vibrational. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke tobacco. I don't hang out in bars and clubs. I don't do anything that I would consider, you know, low vibrational and a waste of my time at this point in my life. You know, at 21, that served me. 25, maybe even 30, 35, that served me. I'll be 44 years old in less than a week. So that lifestyle doesn't serve me anymore. So don't feel left out, lost, or abandoned if you don't see me in that realm anymore. But it's just not for me. Everybody has to make moves, and that was one of my Phoenix mode moves. So, long story short, I love you guys. I'm a Phoenix rising. I see all of us is doing that right now. And I hope that you embody that and embrace that and benefit from this process. If anybody needs me, you know how to reach me. I am going to end this now and get back to my lasagna so that nothing burns. And I'll holler at you guys Monday at roughly 9 o'clock, or I'm sorry, roughly 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which will be 9 o'clock Chicago time. But I will be continuing with season 2 of the THC show. And you guys can catch it on audio at thethcshow.com or THC. If you Google the THC show with Jericho Spitz, not Google it, but search for it on Spotify, on Breaker. I'm on all of the different podcast apps. I'm also on YouTube with it. And you can also catch it on my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/JerichoSpitz, where you can go and support the movement financially if you have the ability to do so. And I appreciate all the love and support from you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. I am Jericho Spitz. This is the THC Show. I am out of here. Peace.